is beginning to rain, rain, rain to the voice of our Father. Sing, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733, or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we will begin a new series, The Power of One. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is the Gaithers with Then I Met the Master, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
Like a blind man who walks in the darkness, I had searched for the light. Then I met the Master. Now I walk no more in the light.
Oh, We're going to be talking about the secret of secrets today. And if you're listening right now, don't leave your chair. Don't leave your couch or wherever you're sitting. And don't even take time to call a friend. They'll have to miss the program, but this is such an important message. Because you're going to hear the thing that, listen to me right now, if you truly understand what we're going to discuss today, you will understand everything there is to know about what's going on in the world. You'll understand the Bible. You'll understand the horrible problem we have with the Judaizers today. You'll know what the difficulty is with the conspiracy, the globalization we have going on. You'll understand why men kill and rape and plunder and pillage, why they involve themselves in wars, and you'll know how to prevent those terrible deeds and acts. There is a mysterious principle. I say mysterious because it's only mysterious to the world. But it is a principle, a powerful cardinal principle. It is one thing that you must understand that will change your life forever. I used not to understand it myself. I'm going to confess. But as I got deeper and deeper into the Word of God, this startling truth came out over and over again. And I had to throw out a lot of the theology that I learned from the world and just accept the fact that there's only one theology, and that's God's. A lot of people ask me today, well, what church do you belong to? Are you Pentecostal, Baptist? Well, you know, as a young man, I wasn't raised very well, but I was raised supposedly as a Pentecost. We went to Pentecostal churches. I never spoke in tongues myself, but that's the kind of church, holy rollers they call them and all that. A lot of wonderful people. I met a lot of great people there at those places, but I didn't get saved in one of those churches. I got saved in a Southern Baptist church. Then I went in the Air Force. I worked in the chaplaincy for some years, and I was just a Christian. Isn't that something you have to say? Oh, I'm just a Christian. I'm not a Baptist. I'm not a Methodist. I'm not a Presbyterian or Lutheran. I'm just a Christian. Sort of like you're demeaning the fact that you're just a Christian. But that's what I am. Oh, I met Pentecostals, and I'm met Baptist in those churches that I used to go to. But listen to me, friends. I discovered this startling truth that Jesus is calling men and women. He's not calling Baptists and Lutherans and Episcopals. He's calling men and women. That was an astonishing truth for me. It changed my life a lot. Now, today's topic, and I'm telling you, it is vital, is entitled The Power of One. This is the power that truly rules the world. This is the secret power that controls all things. This is the power over the Illuminati and over you and me. The power of one. If you don't believe in what I'm going to tell you today, then you have a different theology, a different belief system than is taught in the Holy Word of God. You're a believer in something called separation theology. Separation theology. Because you see, God's religion is based on unity. Unity. I'm going to explain exactly what I mean today, because if you understand this principle, you will never fail. It is the key to life, to honor, to happiness, to victory. Jesus said something vital when he said, a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. There's only one kingdom. There's only one power in this world. You worry about the devil, you're wrong. You worry about the Illuminati, you're out of your mind. There is only one power in this world. Oh, I admit there's the devil, but Jesus said, there's none of him in me. I admit there's darkness in this world, but Jesus said, I am the light of this world. There's no darkness in me. And he is the power. The Bible says all things have been given to the Son. How many? Well, there's a few that haven't. What? What did you just say? Do you deny the Bible says all things are given into the hands of the Son? The power of one. You try to separate God, you're going to make a big mistake. You try to take Father, Son, and Holy Ghost and cut them apart, you're a crazy man. The power of one. A kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. Today I'm going to tell you about the power of one. Don't try to divide things. You'll make a mess of it. When we look at the world today, I was recently reading about one of these meetings, these World Council of Religions. It's what I call them, meetings out there. And there were Jews and men of every Christian denomination and Buddhists and Hindus and people from the, you know, warlocks and witches from the Wicca church, Jains, Sikhs, every false religion, Zoroastrianism. And some fakey dude got up, you know, sounded like Charles Colson or Billy Graham or George W. Bush, and talked about how wonderful it was to see the assemblage of different religions and beliefs there. He said, this is truly unity in diversity. And I thought, what a fool when I read that. There is no such thing as unity in diversity. It's an oxymoron. It's they don't go together. This shows the world is nuts. The world is double-minded. Ah, well, the Bible says that. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And in James, the little book of James, get that out and read it. It says, purify your hearts, ye double-minded. God doesn't like double-minded people. I saw George W. Bush. He was on TV. He was in France with President Chirac of France there. One of the reporters at the press conference asked him, what about these rumors, these stories that America's planning to attack Iran, just like it attacked Iraq? Bush said, well, that's ridiculous. It's ridiculous to think that we're planning to attack Iran. That having been said, said Bush, all options are on the table. Oh, you know, if my wife Wanda came out and said, what do you think about this blouse? If I said, well, it's really beautiful, but it's ugly, she'd probably slap me in the face and say, you double-minded. Tell me one way or another. But that's what people do in religion. Oh, there's unity and diversity. Every religion is beautiful. How can every religion be beautiful? The Islam religion says that Jesus is not the Son of God, and the Bible is a liar for saying so. Judaism teaches that Jesus was born to a whore named Mary. How can a preacher of Christianity get up and say, oh, I love Judaism, I love Islam? Isn't there wonderful unity and diversity? Well, if I was there, I think I'd slap that man in the face, just like Wanda would slap me. You can't put the ugly and the beautiful in the same cup and drink from them, but a lot of people do, or they try. They're going to get their mouth and their tongue and their throat and their esophagus burned to, well, you know where. Purify your heart, ye double-minded. In the occult world, they love opposite things. They love things that appear to be one way but are another way. They love this opposites. You have the yin-yang symbol. They have the Hegelian dialectic. You've heard of the psychiatrists who are nutty as fruitcakes who teach the left brain, right brain theory. They're those who teach tolerance when they should be teaching intolerance, but they don't know any better. There is a double-headed eagle of Freemasonry. How can one eagle have two heads and each head is turned a different way? Well, it's because they're satanic. They're double-minded. As a principle, though, friends, listen to me. Satan's kingdom is double-minded. His whole kingdom, his whole theories, everything from evolution to whatever is based on double-mindedness. But God's kingdom is unitary. Satan is divisive. But God will unify. He will reconcile all things. In the garden, God created man, then woman, then children. One family under God, indivisible. But wait, Satan came in. He brought division. He brought a lie. Surely, hath God said that? And he brought Eve into the lie. And then she went and brought Adam into the lie. And later we have the two brothers, and Cain slew Abel. He brought death into the world. Physical death, that is, because spiritual death already was looming because of the horrible act of Adam and Eve. Now we have a horrible situation occurring. We have division. We have brother killing brother. We have woman bringing men into deception after being deceived herself. We have deceit, lies, cunning, craftiness. The serpent. God is God of the living and not the dead, the Bible says. Jesus said that. Did you know that? God is God of the living and not the dead. I was recently reading the Book of the Dead. There is a book called the Book of the Dead. And it was published in Egypt thousands of years ago, they say. And in this book, it talked about the double-headed God. The double-headed God. And it says there is a God of the light and a God of the darkness. There is a God named Horus, who is the son of Osiris, the sun. They are the God of light. But then there's the God Set. He is the God of the underworld, of the darkness. He is Lord of the dead. Lord of the living is Horus Osiris. But God, the God of the dead, is Set. But in reality, they're both one and the same God. They're just flip sides of each other. Did you know that the ancient Greeks worshipped and the Romans worshipped a god they called Janus? And they would actually mint coins, had a picture, an inscription. It bore the image of Janus. And what did he look like? He had one neck but two heads. And they were facing the other way. Did you know that in ancient Egypt there's a Book of the Dead? And there's two gods, but they say he's only one god, like the double-headed eagle of Freemasonry, on one body. God of the living and of the dead. And that's what Masonry and the Illuminati religion is based on. But listen, the Bible says God is God of the living and not the dead. God is not interested in being a leader or a ruler of the dead. The dead are dead. Let the dead bury their own dead. You remember the young man said, I'd love to come follow you, but first let me go and bury my father. Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. You say, well, that's cruel. That was insensitive. He had no respect for the dead. That's right. Jesus has no respect for the dead. Did you know the Old Testament says, God said, all those who hate me love death. Why do you think occultists today love necromancy? They love communicating with the dead. With the spirit world. They even love fornicating with the dead. In some places today, it's so evil and despicable. Jesus said, actually the Old Testament, God, I set before thee life and death. Therefore, choose life. True unity then brings life. You know, God created life with, I don't know what, with word. But we see in practicality, we see DNA combinations, that DNA helix, and we say, isn't that incredible how he was able to make human beings using DNA and combining it and so many billions of calculations and manipulations? How could he have done that? Well, he did it. God brought life. But Satan, look what he does. He brings division, the atomic bomb destruction. He breaks up the atom. It's a fissure of the atom. The atom is split. And what happens? The atom that God put together, the devil says, let's break apart. And what happens? Destruction. Death. Even the Hindu God. Did you know that Dr. Oppenheimer, the scientist who oversaw the Manhattan Project, the construction of the atomic bomb, He was not a Christian man. No wonder he was involved. He was head of a project to create death. And when he saw the first blast of the nuclear bomb there at Los Alamos and the mushrooming cloud, he quoted not the Bible, but the Bhagavad Gita of the Hindus. "I have become the destroyer of worlds," said the Hindu god. "I have become the destroyer of worlds." That's what Satan wants to do. Destroy, destroy, destroy. God builds. He builds life. He gives life. Satanism, the occult world, all these other religions, they are a boiling mess of wicked contradictions and quarreling factions. They have revolution and dissension and bacteria and cancer. And they're in favor of death.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.